वृंदावन दास ठाकुर कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी नरोत्तम ठाकुर श्यामानंदन वी कैनॉट डू सो बिकॉज वी हैव नो इंटरेस्ट लाइक वी हैव समव्हाट गिविंग अवर टाइम्स इन अवर क्लोथिंग ईटिंग स्लीपिंग एंड ऑल अदर. They had no time. They had no time at all to this group. So we have not so much interest as they had. We cannot eat like Raghunath Das Goswami. We will die in a day or two. Even if you used to do this little search, we can. Always thinking in Krishna Leela. Always. They had no time to see all these things. When we read Pavavali, everywhere. So much Nishtha in Govardhan, in Jamuna, Swarup Goswami, Swarup Damodar, Rayarama, Swarup Damodar, all of that, especially in Vrindavan, Radha Sind, Brijavasi. He used to do pranam, no? When he क्या वो प्रणाम किया जब हुआ
prostrated
but he cannot get up. It was a very big task for him to again उठ करके बैठना उनके लिए बड़ा भारी because there is no
energy.
Get up and sit and again stand. But he never felt anything difficulty in chanting and all this doing whole day and night. He used to do thousands of sastang pranam. To whom? In Braj Bhakti Vilas. Braj Bhakti Vilas, no?
Braj Vilas, sir.
Braj Vijaya saw there are about 180 slokas or more than that.
More than that.
200 or anything. He used to do pranam to all. To all. Sastang. He had no sleep at all. So, day and night he used to do, but he cannot do. I sleep at 8, awake at 5, and again sleep in the daytime at 12, and get up on 3, then I'll have to take something, I'll have to talk with others, never sleep. And to walk is necessary for my body, laughing and so all day goes away. But I feel no anxiety or anything, that whole time now. No, a single drop of tear. Heart is so hard.
We are like that. No. You are not like that. So what to do?
What to do? I want an association like this Vaishnavas that my heart also is melted like yours. I told her this little daughter that don't come, she becomes weak. But I cannot leave. If I tell them, don't come here. I think that he will also.
Oh yes, that's for sure.
This is the problem. I am testing that in the associations of your soft heart, my heart should be somewhat like this.
Vilap Kishmanjan. Raghunath Goswami here in Sadhak way and Swarup Siddha Sadhak, both way he is doing his prarthana. He lives in Radha Kunda. And there are three stages of sadhak. First, Raganuga sadhak is not like Vaidhi Bhakti sadhak. There is much difference in these two. Vaidhi Bhakti has, bhakta has, Aves in body, Dehatma Buddhi, that we are taking in class. Always he remembers whole Vishwa, universe. He is my near dear, he is my enemy, he is my friend, he is my father, he is my mother, and all these things. And always he remembers the sukh and dukh, happiness and unhappiness of this world. Entangled always in this. Sometimes he remembers a chant Krishna name, but all things are there. He is always asakt. Asakt means attached. Firmly in these worldly affairs. But a Radhanuga sadhak is not like so. He has some taste, he has some greed. And if he is in advanced stage, he will step by step leave all these worldly things, and he will have attachment in chanting, remembering, and all other services. Also, if he has any realization of his Siddha Sarir, then automatically all the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis will come automatically. And if a man has worldly attachment, and he will try and try, but yet not come. For hours and hours. His mind will go here and there. But in Raganuga Bhajan, if he has some trace of his sarup and he has some greed, and after all, he has some realization of his Siddhasari, some from Guru. Then Leela will come automatically. At that time, there are three stages. One stage is that he is deeply engaged, remembering the pastimes of Krishna by his Swarup, and he has nothing, no knowledge of this world, this body, or regarding body, or anything. And this is called antardasa. Understand? This is antardasa. But a sadhakji cannot, whether he is Swarup Siddha, but he will cannot live so much time in this antardasa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can live as much as he can. Mean so many hours he can live. But for sadhakji, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Not more than that. So this is antardasa, meaning inner. And then ardha bhajya dasa. Ardha bhajya dasa means half that, half this. In the middle. He is not seeing the things as apparent as Raghunath Das Goswami. When he sees all these things, he thinks that I am doing everything and I am in past time. And I am one of them. I am Tulasi or Rafi Manjari. At that time he don't know that who am I and what is this all this. And when he is in half antardasa, ardha bahya dasa, ardha bahya dasa, not inner and not outer, but outer more, but ardha, half, no inner, not in antardasa, bahya dasa, but half. But he is remembering the past time and he knows that I am, who am I? Raghunath Das Goswami. And he is feeling separation, so much separation. I am weeping, rolling on the ground. Sometimes so many vyabhichari and swastik bhav come. This is ardha bhajya dasa. And when his whole sense of this world comes, then this is bahya dasa. Bahya dasa, he is feeling separation. And he knows fully that I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am rolling and weeping on the side of bank of Radha. Where is Radha? Sometimes remembrance is going cut off, not fully, as a dhara pravah, as a current. That current discloses what? Obstructed. And he now begins to beat so much, always beating. This is slow. First he sees in inner dasa and feeling, and he is acting like Tulasi Manjari or Rafi Manjari. In ardha bahya dasa, he is remembering, but he has no sense of this body somewhat. Or the bhajya dasa. So weeping and doing so. And when he comes with bahya dasa, outer. Then he felt so much separation. What I have seen. And then he began to wait and arise and in Ardha Bhagya Dasa he cannot write. He can only do pralap. And in inner dasa, no question of writing and there he is so much pleased, feeling so much happiness to serve Radha and Krishna Jesus, or for serving Srimati Radha. So in up to 8th slok, in first he has for Mangalacharanam, then he was prarambha kar rahe tha. He was beginning this book. He thought that I should do Mangalacharanam. And when he took his pen, he at once went in Ardha Bhagya Dasa. And from Ardha Bhagya to Inner Dasa, Antar Dasa he went. And he at once saw a smiling Rupa Manjari. And he saw something Ashwabhavi. Ashwabhavi? Uncommon. Not natural. He saw some so what? Cutting something. Some bites he saw. And he began to smile. Rati Manjari or Tulasi Manjari. Saw and at once she remembered anything. What she remembered? At first we should know that who can remember? Who are equal stage to Srimati? All the manjaris are about equal mood to Radha. And what Radha has all moods up to Madan and Modan. A part of Madan, Modan and everything which is in Radha all comes in Manjari. Not fully, but something comes in there. And they test Krishna as Srimati Radha. So that about same mood which is essential for Manjari to serve Radha and Krishna. Without this anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna. At once he sees that Roop Manjari, his Siddha Guru, there is no Siddha Guru, but yet there is pride for this. That is Siddha Guru. And Lalita Visakha are Siddha Guru of all Sakhi. So he thinks that I am new, and they are my Siddha Guru. Right. Because they are in this world I am telling, so their words of this mundane world comes, we cannot tell all these things in that bhasa, in that language. Anything will come upon our language that is mundane. But yet we should know that Rupa Goswami, he is praying to Rupa Goswami. He was praying for Rupa Goswami, but he went in deep and began to see Rupa Manjari. Understand? And he saw some cutting, cut, sore, He is praying in parihas, in joke, that your husband is not here. And you are so much famous in whole breast that you are a lady. And your husband has gone for 4 or 5 days and he has not returned. But I see that just some hours before or in last night, this work may come. They are not so old, for 6 and 7. Just it seems newly cut. I think that any parrot, souk and parrot, can the green bird, but I have seen so much bees, parrots, white kakasuga. They can speak like men. That they are not super. This is green and this little. Parrot has cut it as if it is bimbaphal. Then Rupmanjari saw towards her and began to smile. And she became so much pleased to this Rupmanjari. So in third slok, Pangarupa Rati Manjari, Prachura Punjo Daya. In this slok he has given some ashirvad. Ashirvad means blessing. This is not version of Rati Manjari or of Nath Das Goswami, but blessing from, that is why he is telling, Brajendra Basati Sthale Vivida Ballari Sankule Tameva Rati Manjari Prachura Punjo Dara Vilas Bhar Bismita Pranai Mekhala Margena Jadadda Nijanathaya Braja Sinathita Kandaram. So this ashlok is of Rup Manjari. So he is giving Ashirvad, blessing to Rup. So that you can write, and writing will be the best writing. Now the life of bhajan of a sadhu is attachment towards Radha Krishna Asti Mati Radhika, especially of this bhava, gopi bhava. Attachment to Radha and Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. And they feeling so much separation in this Vahya Dasa. And that leads them to Ardhabhajya Dasa. And if he is a very good devotee, sadhu, then it will go into inner state, that is Antar Dasa. And he can serve and feel that thing.
What is the difference between Dasar Darshan and Antar Dasa?
Antar Darshan he is remembering, but it becomes more than Sakshat Darshan. And he at that time he feels that I am doing this and that, and I am seeing Radha Krishna and doing all these things. But it is Purti, not real, Purti. But it gives so pleasure than what to tell Sakshat Darshan. Like that Sakshat Darshan. But it is only Purti. Understand? Spurti?
I understand Spurti, but when you say not real,
it is not imagination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling all these things. That a boy came to me and gave me darshan, and when I wanted to go and catch up that boy, he step by step, backward, he went backward, and when I ran towards him, at once he went here and there and this sense as spurti, but it may be that in spurti Krishna has come and give darshan. As Srimati Radhika, in her Mathur Birah stay, Krishna has gone to Mathura and she is remembering and saw that Krishna is coming. He cast hold and embraced Krishna and began to laugh and talk with Krishna. After that, any Sakhi Lalita came, oh, what are you doing? Then, oh, where is Krishna? What I am watching? So this is called Spurti. But it may be that at that time Krishna may have come and given darshan. It may be also, but still it is Spurti. It will be called this.
Is this
contact with Aparakrita Lila? Aparakrita Lila itself comes.
That is
Spurti. And by unnatural way, we do kalpana, imagination only, that this is going on this evening. And we are remembering also all these things. Then it is not that. So Raghunath Goswami, sometimes in his spurti, by remembering, and sometimes he comes in ardhavajyadasa and sometimes in bahyadasa. When he is bahyadasa, he is beating and killing separation. Do we feel separation? What to separation of Radha and Krishna and all the Rupa Manjari, Lalita, Visakha, Vrindavan, Radha, Kun. We have no separation but for our Gurudev also. Not so much. We feel some separation for Gurudev. But not so. We are not hankering for him. Where you are, not calling. So if it be in a sadhak, then sadhak can, by the grace of his Gurudev, he can remember all these things. And past time will come itself in the world, any sadhak. As if worldly things come automatically in our heart. Jab tak ye rahegi, up till these thoughts will remain in our heart. That continuous thinking and coming of that is spurti will not come. So how it will be? If we have some taste in Harikatha, taste in chanting, and by the grace of our Guru and Vaishnava, we have a jhalak darshan. Jhalak darshan? Like Narad Sa Narayan. Then we have something. So we should chant, we should read, we should do all these things, always continuous, so that it will come with us. Then we will realize something, this separation. If our father and mother have palm portion here, nourished us very in good manner. Or our Gurudev has given that thing that I explained there today. Nama sestam manumapi sati putra matra swarupam rupam tasyagra jauri parimma thiringo svatim radha kundam girivar maho radhika madhavasam prapto jyapsa pratitikataya si gurum tang natoshmi. If Gurudev has given anything that creep towards nam, mantra, brajavasi, rup, sanatam, swarup, damodar, chaitanya mahaprabhu, nityananda prabhu, and radha and krishna jugal, two radha kunda, any grief towards them, now we will remember all these gurudev that he has given. Because this Raghunath Das Goswami has received this thing from his Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and he has taken darshan of Vrindavan, not like us, actually darshan of all these things. So he is so much feeling separation for all. So if we have anything for this thing, this is the goal of our life, then we will be better to anyone if he has given this. So we are, here Raghunath Das Goswami is telling so much separation for whom? Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Here in this slok, tad alok lokan kalahi dansareva mritam janam tad padam padabja milita lakha bhesajai devi jivaya tad alokanan kalahi. He was thinking when he was writing to the lotus feet of Radhika, he remembered in the last slok, Devi Dukhakul Sagarodara Udare Duyamanam Ati Durgatam Janam Tat Kripa Prabala Naukaya Adhutam Prapaya Sapada Pankajalayam. When he was going, that he is in the shape of Rati Manjari. And Krishna was sitting with all gopis. All gopis here, mane Radha, Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and all of these companions. Swapaksha were there. Not Chandrauli and others. And at that time she was saying that Srimati Radhika is in Swadhin Bhartrika way. Swadhin Bhartrika means controlling Krishna. Krishna has prayed to these gopis, these manjari, that I want to meet Srimati Radhika. She is unhappy to me today and she has done mass, so I want to meet. Rati Mandari told Krishna, you should wait here outside. I am going in Kunja and I will beg permission to her and then I will come, and if she orders then I will take you to that Kunja to meet Srimati Radhika. Krishna did so much what? Kaku Minti prayer that fell so much for me. Otherwise, I will die if I am not going. And not looking. She saw the Mahima of Srimati Radhika. Mahima means glory, glory of Radhika. Oh, Krishna is doing so. So he is smiling, he was smiling and went to that place in Kunj where Lalita, Vishakha and all were gathered. They were telling that you should not do man's house. Either Krishna will go to others, Chitan Ravli and others. You should not do man's life here. Lalita was offending this. She was telling that, no, you should not. Vishakha was telling that. And Lalita was, oh, don't give this mark.
Don't give up the mark.
Give up the mark. You should be I. Otherwise, he will be free. And he will not come to you. So be like so. And the same time she came, Tulasi Manjari, that is Rati Manjari came. And she told that outside Krishna is waiting for your order. And he is doing so much prayer to meet you. So what should I do? After some discussion, Srimati Radhika or Lalita told that you should bring him, go. Krishna came, smiling and something, lajja, with sigh. He came, his pitambar was hanging on his neck and taking the two ends in our hand, in his hand. What is the meaning? Praying something. Begging. He can. Gopi told that. He sat on the lotus feet there of Radhika. Radhika was sitting on a higher place. And all gopis there sitting some lower place. Krishna sat near. Then Krishna began to pray. All right, you should paint my altar. Krishna began so much happy. All were seeing this path. Krishna took a golden tulika or any more pankha, stick of feather, and very gently and smoothly he was taking red color and was gentle. But Krishna, when he was painting, Krishna could not take him. His hand became trembling. Then it went some zigzag. Radhika began to smile. And seeing her smiling, all satis there began to smile. Srimati Radhika told, oh, new painter, new painter, Bal painter. Bal painter? Baby painter. ball painter. You don't know how to paint? For a long time, you are seeing feet here, there, keeping it here, keeping it in here, and painting, but if your hands are trembling so much, you cannot paint. Krishna told that, I will so paint, so beautifully I will paint, that even Chitra, Visakha and Lalita and Tungavidya were the master of art, all art, they will be so much amazed. Let us see, I am doing it. But his hands were trembling. Srimati Radhika told that you cannot do my ball center. New painter. Oh, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, come on, come on, come on. He will not do. You should. Then he took that cup and from Krishna's hands. Krishna was sitting and he was seeing towards Tulasi. Radhika was also singing towards Tulasi. All the Sakhis were singing towards Tulasi. In the meantime, when he was his hands were ready to catch hold of the lotus feet of Sri Radhika here and will begin, but at times he saw that nothing is there. That came in this history. So that where is Radhika? Where is Krishna? I am seeing only this. Oh Radhike, he began to cry. Indeed, very, very good thing was there. Srimati Radhika was ordering him to paint, and I was thinking that I am so much lucky and so much subhagyavan. I was thinking I am the most dear kinkari of Srimati Radhika, and kinkari Radhika was so pleasantly ordering me to do this. And then I used my मैं अपने हाथ को बढ़ाया आई बिगन करो सद अवलोकनम काला ही आई वॉज सेइंग यू ऑर्डरिंग मी एंड सो प्लीजिंग एंड ऑल सफिस And now I am seeing, I am alone on the bank of this Ganga and rolling on the kund on in dust of earth, and none is here to control me. Not Rupa Goswami, no Sanatana Goswami. They are my everything, but here they are not. Hard to do, and to do. And began to weep bitterly. Tadavalokan kalahi, kalahi, kalahi. When this kal, when a time, this time, when a birah kal, separation time, has bite me as a very black snake, and I am that am मैं हम उसको समझ रहे हैं अनुभव कर रहे हैं I am realizing that poison is going in me and whole body is my going to be death. So I am mrita, like mrita. Mrita means
dead.
I am dead. Dead body cannot tell anything. But he is telling that I am dead in your viraha, in separation. So certainly I am dead. But if a mantra vidha, those who know mantra, and if at that time they come and they do anything by their mantra, that man can be saved. And I have seen this. Once a snake bites to my mother in rainy season and she dead. So much white things coming. And all persons gathered of my village. At that time I was very small boy. Only remember very little. And my grandfather was a mother relation. He was a brahmachari in the age of 80. Very reddish face. And so young, life young, in 80 years. And all persons took my mother on a cart, horse, and they ran away to 5 miles from there, our village. And it was about 10 in night. At that time he was